Hi, and welcome to our Transformational Leadership Masterclass and Track Overview. I'm so happy that you have joined us for this masterclass. And it's my intention today, as with all of our masterclasses, to share the deep skills, the deep strategies, what I've discovered in over two decades of being at the forefront of the transformational education, the field of transformative education, the human potential movement, running a transformational business, having a high impact over the past 20 years. There's some insights and some skills and some understandings that I want to share with you about how you can make the greatest difference with your gifts. So we are here tonight in this masterclass to discover the deep skills, the super strategies of influence, impact, and success. That's my understanding of what it is to be a transformational leader, especially as a self-actualizing woman, igniting and serving women, but really being a change maker in our world, working at this level of social transformation, of impact, of emergence, of creating the future and creating the highest possibilities. I think that's really what a transformational leader is a person whose presence and skills can create the condition to call forth and ignite the higher potentials of individuals, of groups, of organizations, of cultures, and ultimately our world. But before we dive in deeply to today's session, I want to give a little bit more context of this masterclass and the skills of transformational leadership and how they relate to the other masterclasses and really professional trainings that we're going to be offering in 2019. So last week I shared a transformational coaching and transformational facilitation masterclass and track overview. And what I shared in those masterclasses and those professional trainings will be the skills of becoming a high impact transformational coach if you want to work one-on-one with women at the level of self-actualization, or as a transformational facilitator, if you want to work with groups to facilitate workshops or retreats or higher possibilities between people, facilitation and coaching at the level of transformation of very specific skill sets and very specific outcomes. And the programs that we've created around coaching and facilitation very much to give you access to the leading tools and training to be able to effectively midwife transformation individually and with groups as a professional coach, as a professional facilitator. And so I encourage you to listen to all of those because both of those sessions, they are part of and can be integrated into your work as a leader, even if you don't become a professional coach or facilitator. You'll get a sense that there's, you know, ways in which coaching and facilitation can intersect and be part of leadership. So I do want to encourage you, if you're just here listening to leadership, to listen to those two sessions as well. And if you've listened to coaching and facilitation, I want to share and connect the dots to why I believe leadership and these skills of transformational leadership are absolutely matter and are critical for you to develop to be able to be successful with the ultimate outcome that you are wanting to create and manifest, which is to be able to impact others very deeply, to be able to influence, to be able to succeed at the highest level. And what I found is that is a different set of skills and deep strategies and capacities to cultivate that somewhat intersect with the superpowers and the coaching skills, but there's an entirely different and separate, very teachable and very learnable set of skills that I believe all coaches, all facilitators, all healers, all creatives, all change makers, all entrepreneurs, trainers, speakers, teachers, therapists, artists, visionaries, or people who want to lead and serve at this level of higher human potential absolutely must cultivate to be able to have an impact, to be able to truly make a difference, and to be able to succeed. So you're in the right place if you are just a brand new coach and or facilitator who is wanting to take those trainings and develop those skills and apply them in ways that you can make the greatest difference. You're in the right place if you're already a coach or facilitator and you might be frustrated that you're not yet having the impact or making the difference that you sense you're here to make. You might not see yourself as a coach or facilitator, but see yourself as a change maker, as a catalyst. You might want to create projects that are significant to ignite the higher potential of your organization, or creative projects from filmmaking to community projects to things that catalyze and ignite at the highest level. Or you might be here because you want to develop holistically and become a master creator to self-actualize and make the greatest difference with the gifts in your lifetime. So if you're in any or all of those groups, I think what unites us all is that we want to make the greatest difference. There's a change maker inside of you. I've shared this during the other masterclasses, that deep down, you can feel there is a woman that you came to be. There are gifts that you came to give. There is an impact that you came to have. And you're not yet fully living in the center of that. Okay? There's a difference that only you can make, gifts that only you have, and an audience and people that you were born to serve. And the deeper desire and the deeper yearning is to be able to step fully into that and feel like you are on track and you are fully becoming and being who you came here to be, not just in a way that you are self-expressing, but in a way that you are truly realizing the potential of your gifts, impacting who you are and in ways that your gifts are received and make a great difference. You want to be super clear about what those gifts are. You want to discover and become clear about who you're here to serve and the difference that only you can make. You want to have the power to initiate or create projects in your organization or community, or start or grow or expand a business that will enable you to be will be a vehicle for you to make this destiny contribution. And you want to not just give of yourself, but feel like you're really being effective and really making a difference. And when I first started my coaching practice, and when I first started my facilitation work and my workshops, even though I had many prestigious coaching certifications and done a lot of transformational work, I've been to different programs and studied a lot with a lot of different teachers in all corners of the globe. I had graduate degrees. In addition to that, I really had this experience of not being able to really impact and succeed. I had this gnawing feeling that the kind of coaching I was doing or the kind of workshops I was facilitating, I started teaching energetic healing because I was drawn to work with groups, but I didn't quite know what exactly I was doing. I wanted to be a coach and do depth work. I didn't quite know how to position my work, and so I was working with people, and I was doing this kind of, you know, I was giving a lot, and people would reflect back to me how valuable it was, but it was just this gnawing feeling that I wasn't serving the people like who could really benefit from my gifts. And I wasn't making the contribution I was born to make, nor was I on a trajectory to do so or become so or discover that, right? So it was this set of very teachable, learnable skills that enabled me to go from that lack of clarity and feeling ineffective to being able to impact hundreds of thousands of people, from barely making a living to igniting a global movement to founding an Inc. 500 company to serving people from who were kind of good people but not really my audience to being in awe of the brilliance of the people and women especially that I get to serve and the exponential impact of the contribution that I can have. And the thing that's really shocking as I look back and I see the difference that these skills and super strategies made is that I didn't become more gifted. I didn't become more committed. I just became more clear about the things that need to be in place to be successful and a certain set of skills that enable me to have an impact. And this took me over a decade of frustration and confusion and spinning my wheels and not getting traction to be able to figure out. And that's what I want to pass on to you today, a very high-level overview of what these super strategies and deep skills are. And it's going to be the focus of our transformational leadership program that we're going to cultivate and work with and apply in this particular track. So if you are taking coaching if you're taking coaching and facilitation together, this year we're offering this entire program as an additional bonus. As one of the bonuses, if you register for coaching and facilitation together, you get this transformational leadership program as part of your training in addition to the business training. And if you take coaching or facilitation separately, there's an introductory training called the Influencers Masterclass that touches on all of these deep skills and super strategies that I'm speaking about, really gives you the core foundations that we're including as a bonus. And you can register for this training as well at a discount. So we're going to send you all of the different opportunities to join, but we've designed the training for it to integrate with and fit in with taking coaching and facilitation together, or you can take it completely separately. So we'll share about all of those options with you. We'll give you all the program details at the end. But I want you to know, if you're considering taking those other programs, that you know this is so important to me that you have these skills, that we're including them at different levels in the opportunities with the other programs. Because you know me by now, even though we've known each other for a few months or longer for some of us, is that I really care about you being able to implement this, to apply this, to do this, to succeed with this. And coaching skills, facilitation skills, they're important. But to ultimately go out and rock the world with your gifts, have an impact, be successful, this is really essential as well. So let me share about transformational leadership, the deep skills, the super strategies to create the containers, the context, the conditions that ignite the unrealized potentials in you and in others. So as I shared in the leadership modules of the 7-week course, the background that this is all happening with in the leadership context we're in, and I shared it in the big picture overview, ignite your influence, ignite your impact, influence, and success. That overview call and the 7-week course leadership call is the big context for the tremendous opportunity for your leadership, for your gifts, for your contribution. We are in this time where the rise of women and the trajectory and momentum that women have, an opportunity to rise into leadership, to co-create the future, can define the 21st century. And I believe is the key to transforming and igniting the highest possible future for our world. We have seen when women rise, women lift up everybody around them. And as a leader, as someone who has the power to ignite others to rise, you ignite the highest and best in our human potential and possibilities. We're living in this time of increased connectivity. Never in the history of our world have you as an individual had such an opportunity to impact others with your gifts. We're living in a time of increased complexity. The old command and control ways of leading are no longer working. Women have latent superpowers and an aptitude for the style of leadership and the qualities and traits that, when learned and developed, and you step fully into them, are exactly what others need to be able to succeed. The opportunity for the kind of impact and contribution that you can have is 10 times, 100 times, 8,000 times bigger than you can imagine. When I applied what I'm going to share with you during this training, my impact, my influence, my income, my success, my ability to fully become myself literally increased 1,000-fold. It's that significant. I could not have imagined or told you that I felt when I began that what has unfolded is what I thought was going to happen. But at the same time, like you might feel deep down, you do sense a greatness within you. You do sense unique gifts that you know are valuable. You do sense that there's a contribution that you're here to make. And so if you're in this conversation, it's because you're being called to, or you have the opportunity, or your interest is in working at the leading edge of consciousness and culture, which is in developing higher human potential. So working at the level of self-actualization, working at the level of social transformation, we're not creating inside the world that currently exists. We are the pioneers of the possible. We are creating the world that could be. We are creating the world that is in potential. We are creating the organizations of the future. We are creating the relationships of the future. We are creating the higher potential of women in the future. We are creating the higher possibilities of relationships, of our relationship to money, to success, to purpose, to creativity, to spirituality, in every aspect of human endeavor. If we are called to contribute our gifts and self-actualize, we are called to become history makers. We are called to become the creators and shapers of the unrealized potentials. And what that means is that we are blazing a trail and we are navigating in the unknown. And we are dealing with a lot of uncertainty, and the kind of power and leadership that we have seen modeled in many decades in our culture is not the kind of leadership that will enable us to be successful, right? So the nature is, you know, if you want to if you want to lead a group of people to if you want to lead a group of people to create, I'm just trying to think of a good example here, to, you know, kind of bring 10,000 boxes of widgets from you know, California to import them into Europe, and you're creating, you know, within, you know, you're kind of leading and creating in a field where all of those structures for how that kind of business operates and the kind of roles that you need operate, you're creating inside the known world. Even a lot of established fields, I mean, that's a kind of industrial revolution example from many decades ago that was the nature of work in organizations for a long time. But even if you're creating something like, you know, in the field of law or the field of medicine, there are very established roles, and there are very established ways in which that's done that you can be pioneering the leading edge of and creating things that are new, or you can be creating entirely new fields. When I first began transformational education nearly 20 years ago now, when we were asking for models and templates of what transformative education looked like, our professor laughed and said, you're going to be writing those, you're going to be creating those, you're going to be figuring those out. And see, I want to just underscore that that's the nature of that's the nature of what it is that you're called to lead and create, is something that doesn't yet exist. Isn't that true? If you look at your experience of what it is that you're called to, and this is why it's been maybe so frustrating and so confusing to try to figure out how to do it, because it doesn't yet exist. And so this is the task of transformational leadership, is how do I create things that don't yet exist in ways that I don't necessarily have models for, and lead in ways that ignite myself and others to be able to make them manifest, right? So I just want to share like why this has been hard and why this has been confusing, right? It's because, you know, transformational education, that didn't exist. Feminine power, that didn't exist. The things that you're called to create and the potentials that you feel, they're in the unmanifest. They don't yet exist yet. They don't exist yet. So I want to share a couple of stories with you just to orient you to the nature of dealing at the leading edge of emergent human potentials, which is, if you're on this call, most likely the level at which you are called to be leading and to be serving and to be creating inside of. So, the very foundational set of skills of being a transformational leader is to be a context creator for yourself and for others, to be able to create the context. So a business is a context. A project in an organization or community is a context. Your life's work and the contribution that you're here to make is a context. And there's a particular set of skills that enable you to create the conditions in which you can give your gifts and make an impact and bring people together to make higher possibilities come forward. And they're not a set of skills that most of us understand, and they're kind of in the invisible, and we haven't been able to see them or even have language for them, which is why it's been so hard and so confusing to know how to get traction. Right? Because the big mistake we've all been making is we've been trying to look at the spaces and places and contexts that already exist in the world as a platform from which to make our destiny contribution, but they don't exist yet. It's something that we have to create. So when I first launched my workshops, As I mentioned, I took a training in teaching energetic healing because I didn't really know who I was here to, like, I didn't know how to create, I didn't know what my body of work was, I didn't know what my niche was, I didn't know who I was here to serve. And a lot of the kind of business workshops that I took felt very transactional to me, and they're like, well, there's all this money to be made in coaching women on relationships or on their health or on their purpose. And that wasn't very helpful. I couldn't locate myself in that, you know, and I tried to market myself as a coach, and I wasn't really sure, you know, I really didn't know, you know, how to go about actually, even though I had coaching skills. And if I was one-on-one and someone had a problem, I could coach them and they would be incredibly successful. I mean, all my friends doubled and tripled their incomes. They manifested the love of their life. They were, I was like the go-to person, the best-kept secret in my neighborhood and community that people would turn to. So I knew how to, like, facilitate, but I didn't have a context in which to actually have a coaching business or run workshops that enabled me to be myself. So what I've discovered, and this is one of the foundations and the key skills of being a transformational leader is to create from what I like to call your zone of greatness, which is to discover and get very clear about what your gifts are, the things that you're extraordinary at. Okay, as a transformational leader, someone who wants to self-actualize through the process of making a difference, it's absolutely critical to discover not just what you're good at, not what you're great at, but what you have potential to be extraordinary at. And that's a very different thing from the things that you might be interested in or the things that you're passionate about doing. These are things that, kind of are easy and effortless to you. And, you know, one of my geniuses is a capacity to see patterns and distinctions and design processes and shape content. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's like I just see what something wants to become. And I can, you know, and a lot of people who are gifted coaches and facilitators have the same gift, kind of see what's there and what it wants to become and how to shape it. And when you discover what that is, you then want to develop that gift. Okay, so having, you might have a talent or an aptitude for something that's extraordinary, and then you want to develop it with mentoring, with education, with support, with practice, with application, so you can become extraordinary at that. So when you find what you're really gifted at, and then find who it is that most needs what you have to give. Okay, so being able to see and discover who your entire life has prepared you to serve, all of your experiences. If you're making a transition from another career into being a coach or a facilitator, you want to be able to leverage your entire life experience and professional experience and education. Everything that you have done your entire life is like this extraordinary tapestry that has prepared you for your destiny audience. So you discover who it is that most needs what you have to give. And that's part of what stops so many of us from finding our leadership contribution, is we're just trying to think, you know, inside of, well, you know, what do I want to express? But like, who is it that needs most this genius, this gift that only you have? And then finally, like looking at what your destiny contribution is, how you can contribute your gifts to serve your audience and deeply serve their unmet and urgent needs. Okay, so the place that you're going to be able to get traction for whatever you want to create or whoever you want to impact or whatever you want to do, it's this intersection of your greatest gifts, serving who needs what you have to give most, solving the most immediate and urgent problems for the next level of potentials to become realized. So when you understand how to orient to all of these, you can create a project that has a tremendous amount of energy that magnetizes participation. You can create a business that's going to be the easiest to be successful with. You can create a whole body of work. This is how I discovered feminine power and created feminine power and knew to focus there was the answer to these three questions. You can expand a business. If you're already successful, you can know where to focus on. And if you are working within an organization, you can find how you can create a unique role in the organization to be a catalyzer of the unrealized potentials. So, you know, part of this, you know, it's not just the skill of context creation, it's like how to create this almost magical container to create the conditions in all that you're doing that are going to be successful. So the art of transformational influential, impactful leadership, it's almost like knowing how to harness all of this energy to be in a context where all of your efforts are going to be amplified. My good friend, Allie Brown, who I'm going to visit this week in Scottsdale, Arizona, she's a brilliant business coach. She has a dome in her house. She has this dome, and it's really extraordinary. When you walk into the foyer of her house, it's a sort of marble floor and this dome. And there's this place in the very center of the dome that you can stand and not speak very loudly, and your whole voice is amplified throughout the house. But if you move a little left of center or a little right of center, your voice really can't be heard. And so I think this is really the foundation of understanding how to create the conditions of everything that you're doing, and that your projects and that your business and your collaborations like are all being created from this place where there is this kind of alignment, that you have this amplification and are able to succeed. So what's heartbreaking is, I mean, let alone my experience of spinning my wheels and being left and right of center for so many years and giving out so much energy without having any impact, it's heartbreaking to see how many incredibly brilliant and talented women are doing the same thing, or making the same mistake, are giving out a lot of energy, just, you know, doing things that are not necessarily their gift, certainly not who needs what they have to give, and focusing on things that are not really the most urgent and important problems to solve. So this is the key skill. And so when I discovered the answers to these questions, I was able to powerfully create this body of work that has become Feminine Power, that has become a global movement, that I feel like I'm fully self-actualizing in, and in the center of my destiny contribution, making only the contribution I can make to the women that I was born to serve, engaging and solving the most immediate and urgent problems. And so I have this experience of being in the center of that dome, of being amplified, and everything that I do being having exponential impact, because I'm creating from that sweet spot. And that's, you know, understanding that, knowing that, this is a key super strategy and framework of being a transformational leader, and understanding that you need to create the conditions. You need to put yourself in the center of that dome. You need to make sure that everything that you're doing has the alignment so that your starting point is exponential success and amplification. So that's the foundation. So the second thing I would say, once you have that zone of greatness, once you understand, is you need the mindset and orientation of what it is to be a master creator and be moving out of a win-lose paradigm into a radical growth orientation and a capacity to grow and a capacity to source confidence from a place that is outside of a feeling state, because you are never going to feel like you know enough. You are never going to feel like you're ready. You're never going to feel like your work is good enough. And you're never going to feel like you can do it without making a lot of mistakes. And so to be able to generate at this level and create your own context and self-actualize through your contribution, you need to have a totally different relationship with failure, with confidence, with breakdowns, with difficulties. And this really requires a very kind of integrated and holistic development. Or what's going to happen is you're going to take a step or two steps or three steps towards the contribution that is absolutely on track for your destiny and get totally stopped and derailed because you don't know what to make it mean or how to be resilient or how to grow or how to have a relationship with failure that you can harness and use its energy to propel you forward towards success. So I'm in my zone of greatness and I'm creating the mastery, I'm creating our first Feminine Power Mastery training. And I bring 6 women together for a year-long training, and I have all of these, I have this feeling and this sense of this incredible community of women standing with and for each other. And but, you know, there's never been a transformational learning community of women co-creating and standing with and for each other in that way before that I had to model off or pattern off. I just felt like this is my contribution. This is what I'm here to do. And I could feel the potential of this. And so I brought all of these women together for our first Feminine Power Mastery training. And guess what happened? It didn't go well. You know, I didn't understand so many things. I didn't know how to create shared commitments or how to create a culture. I kind of brought everyone together and people started, you know, fighting with each other in ways that were shocking to me. And it was so far from what I mean, these were grown women. I was kind of shocked and stunned and I didn't anticipate that. And people were unhappy and, you know, 2 people asked for a refund and it really did, you know, it was in many conventional terms a failure. I'm going to coach you to use the term undesired or unexpected outcome. It actually holds as much power and possibility for you to be successful as something that goes well. Right? But I did know, I had learned how to be in the right mindset. I really understood the nature of what I was creating and the nature of what I was dealing with. So I had a really good talk to myself, you know, because emotionally I felt like a crappy leader and I went into massive amount of self-doubt, you know, and that I really didn't do a good job on this, and you know, maybe I'm delusional, and it was like I was able to hold a deeper truth. You know, as a master creator, you have a mastery of these feminine power capacities, but even more than that, you're oriented to the nature and process of creation at the emergent edge. And it's like, you know what? You just learned, here's a deeper truth, and here's a story that I'm going to align with and energize around that. The deeper truth is that I just discovered 10 things that are really critical in setting up transformational learning communities of women. You know, you're doing something that's very bold and very courageous, and you need to, you know, how can I harvest and learn from this and, you know, reset the course? And so I did, and I came back and I reset the next course and I continued on and I did things differently in the next course and I did things differently in the next course and I did things differently in the next course and I did things differently in the next course and I did things and I learned from it and I grew from it and I expanded from it. And to make a contribution with a kind of creativity that is world-changing, it's going to be this iterative process of 2 steps forward, 1 step backwards, and having this radical growth mindset where you have a capacity to be vulnerable, you have a capacity to make empowered meaning and be resilient and source confidence in ways that are not from a feeling state, that are from a deeper sense of trust that you have in your own abilities and in the life process, is how you go on to have and make a world-changing contribution. So here we are in the summer of 2018, 3,000 women are joining in the Feminine Power Course and being deeply impacted and deeply served. Mastery is now in its 10th year, and it is mind-blowing and world-changing, the kind of breakthroughs and transformations and projects and things that women in that program are creating. So that didn't happen. You know, I didn't know how to do it in advance of doing it, right? And that's what it is to be a transformational leader, and be dealing with the leading edge of consciousness, of culture, and self-actualization, and social transformation, and creating, and being a history maker, bringing forth the new things. And there's a whole new set of circuitry and skills to develop around that. It's absolutely critical to do, some of which I mentioned and shared just there. But I want to speak more about, you know, kind of being able to source confidence from a place that's outside of your feelings, because your feelings are going to be filled with self-doubt and filled with, with uncertainty. It's just how we're wired. And so, you know, when I first launched, and I'll share about this in a moment, because this is one of the super strategies of impact. But in 2009, after teaching and mentoring and coaching groups for many, many years around these feminine power principles and distinctions, I felt that it was time. It was really time to expand. I had gotten over those first wobbles and bumps to be able to create something exquisite between women, to be able to coach women, facilitate groups. Feminine power is really just so alive, but we had a really small audience. We had a really small group relative to the potential that I felt. And I felt like it was really time to expand, because I knew how to meet those opportunities and be with those women as we would expand. And so I launched an online series called Women on the Edge of Evolution in 2009. And I'd never done anything like that before. And I'd never interviewed anyone before. And I had never run an online series before. And this is part of where you need the mindsets of being a master creator and how to orient to all of these things, because you're going to need to do all of these things that you don't yet know how to do, that you're learning how to do. And so I launched this series. And I would tell you that before it launched, in my body and in my beingness, I had so much self-doubt, and I felt like, it felt to me emotionally that maybe 500 people were going to come, and maybe it would be successful, but it wasn't going to really have that much of an impact. Like, in my consciousness, I didn't feel like it was going to be successful, and I had a lot of self-doubt about it, and yet I identified with my commitment, and I continued to take steps and take actions in ways that were aligned with my commitment, regardless of what I felt, right? Because it's very easy when those feelings come up that you then don't fully show up. So you're learning how to put a stake in the ground and show up in ways that are consistent with your commitment and your vision rather than your feelings and your self-doubts and your insecurities, because you're never going to know enough and you're never going to do enough and it's never going to be good enough. And at the same time, you got to give it all you got and you got to show up and fully in ways that are aligned with your vision. So that series launched and it went viral and went on to impact over 100,000 women joined, and our work that I was doing then expanded from teaching smaller groups live in person to teaching thousands of women in online courses all over the world out of that evolving wisdom was founded. But you can see, right, how easy it would have been to pull back and, you know, kind of be identified with those feelings. And so, you know, seriously, if you want to make a difference and you want to have an impact, you're going to face all of those same, you know, if you're up to anything significant and you do anything that's significant that is going to make a contribution, that's going to really have a difference, you're going to be confronted by all of these different experiences. And unless you know how to orient them and navigate, and, you know, they can take you out. They can derail your commitment. It can derail your impact and your ability to fully show up. So I stayed up all night before the first interview that I was hosting to prepare for it. I broke through my inner glass ceilings. access to deeper sense of knowing, I kept on going in a way that was so outside my comfort zone. But as a result, this is where we have an impact and this is where we make a difference. So being able to cultivate these mindsets of radical growth, of being a master creator, this is absolutely critical in being able to make the impact and difference that you're born to have. So the next area I want to talk about are, you know, understanding impact, understanding the super strategies for making an impact. So there's several areas of understanding how impact works that are absolutely critical in terms of understanding the different roles in the ecology of transformation, in understanding the different stages of growth and principles that operate at different stages and the sequencing of things, and understanding kind of cultures and living systems and dynamics in the world that enable you to leverage the gifts that you have to be effective. Most women I come across have, you know, are incredibly brilliant and incredibly gifted and are incredibly committed, who are leaders who want to make a difference. Very few are clear. Very few are really clear about what transformation they are specifically wanting to facilitate for who to create what result in ways that are aligned with the principles of living systems. So, you know, a lot of people want to make a difference, and your ideas about how to do that are kind of coming from your intuition, or they're not very well thought through. And so what happens is, and this is what I've seen so often, it breaks my heart in two over and over again, is, you know, people spending $10,000 on a website around an idea of a contribution they want to make that's not really very well thought through, that can't really succeed. Or, you know, launching offers and business strategies that are way ahead of where they are, and spending a lot of time and a lot of energy on things that don't really have an impact. Or, not using their gifts in the right role, because, you know, what happens is we sense, and this is actually a very deep point that I want to really make and have you really hear, is that most of us feel, who are here in this conversation, we feel that we were born to make a contribution that has significance to creating the future of the world. And the role models that we see of people that we think are doing that are people who are directly influencing thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And we often mistakenly think that we have to directly impact tens or hundreds of thousands or even thousands of people or hundreds of people to be doing the real work of a change maker. And so as a result, we set ourselves up to be performing roles and functions that are not leveraging our greatest gifts. Okay, so there's just a few super strategies that are super important to understand. So the first are the key roles in the ecology of social transformation. You can be a practitioner. You can work one-on-one with people. You can be a facilitator. You can be doing what I like to call depth work. And you might only impact 100 people directly, but you are making a world-changing contribution. Okay, some of the people who've made the greatest impact to the world in the last 200 years are people who only directly worked with a handful of people. They weren't people who were out the front. There's something that can only be experienced in a coaching session or in a small group environment that can't be experienced from reading a book or being part of a large course. That depth work is world-changing, and you might have particular skills and gifts that are very suited to doing depth work. And there's breath work, where you are the other part of depth work is you might be a content creator, and that might be something that you do yourself at a very deep level, or you're an ideator. That can be taken into the next section as well, but it might be something whereby you're developing a lot of ideas in a particular field that others take and popularize. Okay, a lot of the great minds and most brilliant thinkers didn't work with a lot of people directly, but they influenced a lot of people's thinking. So there's breadth work. There's being a communicator. There's being a star contributor, where you are plugging into existing organizations and having reach without having to run a business. There's being an organizational leader or entrepreneur, founding a large organization. And there's very different skills that you need to be able to be effective at all of these different levels. And see, it's a very different kind of life that you're going to have at all of these different levels. And there are very different business models that work at all of these different levels that I can teach you in just a couple of sessions that can save you decades of confusion. The simple part of it is just understanding that, you know, if you want to be spending most of your time actually doing transformational work with people and one-on-one with people, the easiest thing to do is depth work. If you are called to be a communicator, you can monetize that by having coaching and facilitation offers as a way of doing that. It's very hard to make a living as a communicator, but you can leverage that gift of communication for the things that you're offering. Being a star contributor, having an ability to plug into existing organizations, being an organizational creator and leader. When you understand these different roles, you begin to see that each function is absolutely critical for humanity to evolve. And being a world leader doesn't have anything to do with the size of your email list or your reach or your direct impact. What it has to do with is that you are making history, you are pioneering new possibilities at the level in the role that enables you to have the greatest leverage with your gifts, having and living the life that you want to live. And when you have clarity about this, you can be incredibly effective and feel like you are really on track for your destiny contribution. So the next thing is understanding the sequencing in terms of super strategies, understanding the sequencing of things. So, you know, there's three things that represent expansion and represent growth. There is the mastery of your skills and body of work and what you're here to facilitate. There is your reach expanding. And there is your kind of tangible results or income or specific projects, things that you're producing. And it's very hard to expand all of those three things at once. There were 4 years where I was just teaching and coaching feminine power, and my numbers of women I was serving stayed the same for 4 years. But what expanded was my mastery of being able to develop, to communicate and facilitate my content. There were other years where my content didn't really improve, but my reach radically expanded. And there were other years where both stayed the same, and the business models and the impact and the revenue changed in ways that enabled investment into even more growth. So understanding what growth looks like and the levers, that's a super strategy that enables you to have an impact. Understanding worldviews and values and immediate and unmet needs, when you understand how, you know, when you understand who you're here to influence deeply and what their immediate and urgent needs are and what outcomes that would enable success look like, you can design projects, offers, businesses that meet people where they are and create engagement and enrollment and success in ways that you can be effective. So when you have these meta strategies, these super strategies, you can know and feel confident that everything that you're doing is going to have a great impact and great difference. So there's two more areas I want to talk about that are part of the skills, the capacities that you need to self-actualize, you know, through the process of making your destiny contribution, giving the gifts that only you can give, serving who only you can serve, and making the greatest impact with your life energy. And the next area is the skills, the deep skills of influence, of being able to powerfully communicate, transformational speaking, transformational writing, transformational storytelling, and being able to, I used to think that my job was just to teach people. How wrong I was, even though I'm a teacher. I thought my job was that I had to coach people. So I became really good at teaching and I became really good at coaching and I couldn't really impact people. And it was painful and it was confusing. And the thing that I understood is that I needed equally, in equal measure, to develop the skills of motivation, of persuasion, of inspiration, of being able to evoke possibility, being able to communicate and make visible the value of opportunities to get people to care, to get people to understand and be emotionally connected to what's at stake for them. Okay, so unless you know how to motivate, how to evoke, how to inspire, how to persuade people that they are worthy of stepping forth into their greatness. Okay, this is absolutely critical. It is not enough just to be able to deliver coaching, facilitation, to being able to be a functional leader, to be a transformational leader. You must become an evocateur, to be able to bring alive into the senses an emotional and visceral connection to the possibilities you're calling forth in the people that you are working with. So when I first started to talk about feminine power, people looked at me like I was talking, you know, they had no idea what I was talking about, okay? And most influencers make really big mistakes when it comes to communicating to people about the things that they have to offer. And it's heartbreaking. I mean, this is one of the things. I mean, all of these things, I see how we are orienting to them. And so over and over again, all the time, I was just at one of my good friend's houses who was at a conference, and she has spent 20 years developing her life's work about the deeper and hidden side of transformation, and it is brilliant work. And she was heartbroken and devastated because she'd just come back from a conference in Cancun, and she shared about how she like poured her heart out to these academics and professors presenting her research, and nobody got it. Nobody understood or valued what she had to say or contribute, and she was heartbroken and devastated. And this is what happens over and over and over again. I see it, and this was my frustration for so many years. And so, what was it? And I asked her some questions. I said, "Well, What did you share and how did you speak about it? And, you know, she told me, and I said, okay, this is really the mistake that I see so many of us make, is that we share with others what we are excited about and enthusiastic about, okay? So the mistake that we most often make in communicating about things is we share what excites us. And what excites us is usually the process of transformation and how it works and the mechanisms. We're kind of wonks and geeks in many ways. That's why we became coaches or facilitators or leaders. And the thing that's really shocking that I discovered over time is the place that enables the value of your contribution to become visible and have an impact that we need to learn how to share from is actually 180 degrees from what's intuitive to us. We need to be, and I coached my friend. I shared with her. I said, okay, I don't think that they did, you know, here's why I think they didn't get it. It's not that your contribution's not valuable. It's that you're not communicating in a way that you're making what you have to offer visible to them. And I asked her some questions. I asked her what it would be like to share about it from this way. And she started to share from me, and the whole thing came to life. And she started to cry, and she said, oh, my God, I totally see that I didn't communicate about this in a way that met them where they were and showed them how this was going to help them be more effective in the areas that they care about. And she enrolled in my Influencers Masterclass pretty much right away after that, when I was sharing with her about you know, this is a different set of skills, and the skills of being a researcher and the skills of actually developing and midwifing transformation, being able to enroll others into your vision and be able to presence these in different ways. It's absolutely critical. So being able to speak and inspire and tell stories and write in ways that are presencing people's deep unrealized potentials, deep frustrations and problems, and show them the pathways to solutions and steps of the way to get there in ways that are evoking of those possibilities in the senses, this is a different skill set. And when you have that skill set, it's like people can see inside of you and people can feel what it is that you have to offer. And I can't even begin to tell you how night and day it is when the difference that you, and you think about if you, you know, I would say 10 to 1,000 times more impact just with this skill set alone, let alone the other things that I've mentioned that are absolutely as critical. So this is critical for you to learn and discover. And finally, this is the final piece that I would say categorically is having skills for collaborative leadership, to navigate and manage and generate collaborations with partners, with vendors, with collaborators, with staff, with colleagues, with, you know, whoever you want to make the greatest difference with your gifts at the level of self-actualization and social transformation, you absolutely must work well with others. You can't not work with others. You have to collaborate with others, and those others are going to be imperfect, and those others are going to do the wrong thing, and those others are going to disappoint you, and those others are going to take your money and not deliver what they promised, and those others are going to have very different ideas to you, right? But work with others we must to make the greatest difference with our gifts. So again, you know, if you have ever, you know, and I've probably spent, I'm actually trying to calculate how much making these mistakes to learn this. I think I would have spent or lost probably about in the last 10 years in business, probably I'd say $3 to $4 million making mistakes in this department is actually the or even more of, in terms of like what the actual costs were in not having this skill set. Because of the unclear agreements, because of not being able to navigate and engage difficult conversations early, not being able to negotiate things well. And I have totally different orientation where I take responsibility to set expectations, to create agreements, to engage things when they first come up, to actually have the skills of being a good collaborator and being able to engage and negotiate issues with others so that I'm completely responsible in the relationship for generating it going well. And it does. And even when it doesn't, that's okay too, because I found out early versus later as a result of having these different skills. So being able to set expectations and create really clear agreements and being able to negotiate, you know, being able to be a good collaborator. There's an art to being a good client. If you're engaging someone to create a website, or you're engaging someone to be a ghostwriter, or you're engaging someone to be to perform a service in front, you know, for you. I was not a very good client for years, and it cost me a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of heartache because I thought that other people could do this for me because I was paying them. How wrong I was, right? And so the great news is, what I've since discovered, these are pretty easy skills to learn when you are aware of them, because most of the time, you know, these are things that we're not taught how to do. So when you have clarity about, you know, and you can set these expectations up, you have a sense of being able to call forth the best in others and organize and orient people around your vision and, you know, be able to create things and have a kind of impact that there's no way that you could have by yourself. So, you know, these are the core, you know, clusters of skills, deep skills. They're deep skills because they're skills that you need to develop your whole being to be able to do. And they're super strategies. They're actually the frameworks of, you know, how transformation, how growth works, how patterns work, how emergence works, how collaborations work at this level. So when you have this, when you're able to understand how to create context, how to create from your zone of greatness and create the conditions that, you know, that you're bringing people together in the center of the dome, your message, your work is coming from the center of that dome, amplified because you have that kind of alignment. When you are, you know, or you're stepping in with the mindsets of being a master creator with the capacity to grow, to learn, to develop, to navigate uncertainty, to be vulnerable, to be resilient. When you have the super strategies of impact, you really understand the sequencing and the roles, and you have the deep skills of influence and can communicate in ways that evoke possibilities and have people emotionally connect with the contribution that you're here to make and why things matter, and you have the skills of being able to collaborate, and you bring that together with the skills of coaching or facilitation and transformational business, you bring that together, you absolutely can and will self-actualize, make the greatest difference with your gifts, and succeed at serving who you alone were born to be of service to in ways that you are successful and truly making your destiny contribution. And I would love to, and I would be honored to, and it would be an absolute joy to have the opportunity to pass these deep skills and these super strategies on to you in our Transformational Leadership Certification Training. It is a certification training because I believe that these are a very empirical set of skills and capabilities that make up a skill set. And if it's having a certification is something that's going to be valuable for you personally, you'll have the opportunity to receive a real certification. We're doing all of this in the context of being self-actualizing women. And let me share a little bit about how that training works, both if you're taking coaching and facilitation at the same time, as well as if you are just going to take the Transformational Leadership Program, what's included and how it works. So this training is going to start alongside the coaching and facilitation training all at the same time at the end of January 2019. And we are going to be coming together and creating one, so we're going to be creating one larger cohort of global leaders. So our larger community and network of influencers, change makers, everybody in the coaching training, everybody in the facilitation training, and everybody in the leadership training are going to be part of one transformational leadership community, so to speak, and network, where we are coming together and we are creating a series of shared commitments to be creating a culture that ignites the brilliance, the power, the potential of women at the highest level. We're going to be taking that culture into our own sites of action. And the leadership training will be in parallel with the coaching and the facilitation training. So if you're taking coaching and facilitation together, if you're taking both coaching and facilitation, we're going to bonus you directly into this transformational leadership program as well. And you will have access to this training, and it's going to be one training module per month that you're going to have in addition to coaching and facilitation that's going to give you access to these deep skills and super strategies that you're going to be integrating and that you're going to be combining with the coaching skills, the facilitation skills, the superpowers, and the business skills. And the whole program is designed to work as one comprehensive training if you want to take all of those tracks as well. If you're only taking coaching or you're only taking facilitation, you'll still be part of the leadership community and you'll have the opportunity to access our Influencers Masterclass training that's going to give you the foundations of all of these and do that at your own pace. If you just want to register for transformational leadership, let me tell you what's included in that. So you're going to join us at the end of January, along with everybody else in the other programs, and you're going to access 9 transformational leadership training modules. You're going to also access these feminine superpowers training. So the core training on the feminine superpowers that are really the foundational kind of inner training and meta skills of being a transformer or a change agent are, in a leadership context, are about leadership presence. They're about listening for greatness, about utilization, about transpersonal knowing, holding paradox, utilization, being able to navigate conflict at a deep level, being able to collaborate at a deep level, being able to ignite and evoke and develop the skills of storytelling, speaking, and writing, and all of the things that I mentioned, they come from this set of feminine superpowers. So for the first time this year, you're going to, if you're only taking the leadership training, be able to access the Feminine Superpowers course that's going to be offered in addition to the leadership training. And we're also going to give you access to the business training. There's a transformational business training where we work on the three levels of winning offers, doing outreach and enrollment. That's absolutely critical to being able to create your own context and impact at the highest level. We'll share much more information about that with you, but we're going to be bonusing the Superpowers course and the business training with the Transformational Leadership course, as well as our Feminine Power Mastery Program. So you can access Mastery, our 9-month Mastery Training that by itself, its value is $2,500. By itself, the Superpowers Training would easily be a $2,000 course. By itself, the business training would be maybe even a $5,000 training if we were going to offer it separately. So I'm just sharing that with you because, you know, what I care about, is women being in this context where you can access the training that you need to integrate all of the other things that you've done your whole life to be able to bring that get together and make your destiny contribution with it. And I believe these are the pieces. They were the pieces that were missing for me. They're the pieces that I believe all coaches and facilitators need. They're the pieces that anyone who wants to be an influencer and change maker needs to be able to really do it and apply it and be able to action, you know, take inspired action at the deepest level. So if you want to just register for leadership this year, you can do it for $4,997 is the tuition. And you can, you'll get the business training, the superpowers training, and mastery as part of that. That will be another 9 training modules. And we're going to send you an overview of the program and how it works and all the price points. I know many people have been asking us what the tuition is so that you can plan for it and get ready for it. So, yeah, so it's close to $5,000 just for the leadership training. And if you are taking coaching and facilitation together, you'll get that included. If you're just taking coaching, you'll get the influencers or facilitation, you'll get the influencers class, and you can upgrade to get the full transformational leadership certification if you want to as well. We know you're going to have questions, and that's why registration is going to be by application only for all of these trainings, so you can make sure that you get your questions answered and you're in the right place and you are enrolled in the trainings that are going to support you most with what it is that you want to create. So the purpose of this is to give you the big picture, why this matters and why it's important and what the opportunity is, the skills that you're going to develop and what you're going to have the power to do as a result. And I'm just so excited about what is going to be created. So one thing, if you're in the leadership program, you'll have an opportunity to create a leadership project in the training. So this is one of the key things. So you'll have the training modules. We're going to start in January. And then what we're going to be doing is within the first month, you are going to, this is one thing that I'm just remembering to mention. We will be opening registration very soon, and you will have the opportunity to register early. And we're going to be doing a pre-start program for all coaching, facilitation, and leadership that if you start early, if you register early, you can be part of our fast-track program where we're doing a series of 3 masterclasses where we're going to go deeply into your zone of greatness, your unique gifts, who your destiny audience is, and the unique contribution that only you can make. And this is your zone of greatness. And Sarah, our executive director, and our senior coaches are going to be leading 3 masterclasses and weekly, what we like to call power circles, that are going to get you engaged right away and set up to begin to vision the work that you're here to do. And that's an extra program that you'll access as an early registration bonus that will get you started right away. So look for all the information about that. We're going to share an overview with you. And so how it works is you join leadership and you'll have an opportunity to create a project. And if you are joining coaching or facilitation and you're in leadership, you'll have, you know, work that you're wanting to launch in the world. So this is very practical, because the environment I've seen these skills are really developed are one way you have mentors. So you're going to have me as your mentor. You're also going to have other guest mentors and leaders who are going to come in for different pieces and are senior coaches. So you're going to have mentors. You also need peers. We're going to match you up in what we like to call launch pods, which are mastermind level of support with women who are at the same level as you. We take a very extensive survey. We get to know who you are, what your background is, what you want to create, and you'll be in a pod with other women where you have a structure for accountability and support, and you'll have the opportunity to take on a leadership project that will launch your leadership work in the world. And if you are in coaching or facilitation, you're going to be having a project which is launching, you know, launching your coaching practice or your workshops or whatever it is that you want to launch and create. You're going to create a project around that. And you're going to have a structure with a group of peers as you're going through the training to complete assignments and launch your project. So we start in January, and the full launch for that project is going to be October. You're going to have time to plan it and create it and work with it and complete it as you go through the program, so that, you know, this is how these skills develop. You have mentors, you have peers, and you have a side of action where you're out doing it and you're applying it and you're working with people and you have your project and you're developing collaborative skills by being in your launch pod and having practice partners. So, you know, this is what we've created. We are a transformational learning community. We are practicing these skills in the program. We're doing that with each other as a community all the way through every step of the way. You're applying what you're learning in inspired action. It's a skills-based training. You will learn concepts. You will learn big ideas. But ultimately, we're going to be focusing on creating the conditions for you to develop these skills and to apply them so that you leave the training having catalyzed the contribution that you're here to make. And in my experience of life now, I haven't seen the kind of relationships or projects that ignite our destiny get catalyzed outside of a very structured learning context like this, with mentors, peers, and a structure of support and accountability to be able to apply this in a side of action. So that's why we've created and brought all of these elements together. That's what I most deeply care about, is you being able to do this and succeed with this at the highest level. So that's our leadership program, and we're going to create a group project this year. As I mentioned this briefly earlier, we are going to come together, and we are going to as a community, this is all the coaches, all the facilitators, everybody in leadership together as a leadership project, this community, we are going to create the blueprint of a culture and a set of shared commitments and way of being together that truly ignites and empowers women to rise and to lead and to be brilliant and to rock the world with their gifts and to support each other in the process. And we are going to create this as a blueprint and a template that everybody can take forth into their own side of action in the world, as well as be an example and role model for other women's organizations and other work that women are doing around the world. And I'm so excited, because I believe it is the destiny contribution of this community to bring that forth. And so if you feel excited about just the opportunity for you personally, as well as being part of a global network of brilliant, extraordinary, gifted women who deeply care about making a difference with their gifts and sharing all of their resources, all of their life experience, all of their networks to be champions of each other's potentials. mean, the relationships alone that develop, the network alone that's going to develop out of this community is more than worth the tuition to be part of. The relationships that form become people's lifelong best friends and colleagues and co-creators. And, you know, I've experienced this, that each of us hold sacred keys to unlock each other's destinies. People have the contact or the network or the feedback that's absolutely critical for you kind of comes when you're in an environment like this. That's certainly what it was for me. And so it's an honor and privilege to be able to create this kind of environment to be the fertile soil, sunshine, and rain for your leadership contribution to come forth. So that's the opportunity to join in. Registration is going to be by application only. And I do encourage you to complete your application as soon as we open up that opportunity to. We will be giving you the opportunity to register ahead of other participants or other graduates. We haven't had an unprecedented amount of interest in our programs this year. We have never opened the doors of this training before to all of our 7-week course graduates and our larger feminine power community and our evolving wisdom community. We want to give you the first opportunity to register. Please look at that, at the overviews that we're going to send out, and check your email for details about when we're going to be opening up registration for you soon. We will be doing a live Q&A, and again, we know that you might have questions about this program or that program, and how can I do this or how can I do that. We encourage you to apply, and you're going to speak with one of our program specialists who's going to be able to answer all of your questions and help you make decisions about which programs work for you and the sequence that you're in, and just help you to orient to the opportunity to participate and which feel like the best fit for you, if it's right now, if it's not right for now. So I appreciate you joining us and being with us and listening. If you're listening to the recording later, I encourage you to listen to the coaching masterclass and the facilitation masterclass. They're as rich in providing an overarching context for what these different skills are, how they're important, and how they fit together. I deeply appreciate you being part of our Feminine Power community. I deeply appreciate the extraordinary brilliance and expertise you have spent a lifetime cultivating. And it is my greatest hope for you that you go all the way in this life to become that change maker you came here to be, to make a difference and to make the impact that you came here to have. So thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you again very soon. Much love, many blessings.